Hey, what do you think you're doing? My boyfriend's coming over in an hour, and you still haven't cleaned the windows. I can't believe you. I only made you sweep the floors, vacuum the furniture, make my bed, do the laundry, lay my clothes out, do the dishes, and clean the windows. You're so ungrateful. Oh, you were preparing us dinner. Well, isn't that just fantastic? You idiot. We were going out tonight. Why did you think I had you use the lint roller on my dress? It's not just to make you suffer. I needed it for our date. You know how gorgeous my boyfriend is, right? He could leave me for any woman he chooses. And I'm not giving that cock up any time soon. Not if I can do anything about it. You want him to keep pleasing me, don't you? Did I sense some hesitation in your answer? You want him to keep fucking me, right? Better quit fucking hesitating, or I swear to God, I'll tape that mouth shut. Good, Pat. Now get to those windows. I want them spotless. And the mirrors, too. I need to make sure you didn't leave any lint on my dress. No, you're doing it all wrong. Your technique is off, Pet. I trained you to wipe in clockwise, not counterclockwise. Huh. I see. There's the problem. You're too distracted by your sex drive to follow my directions properly. Don't try and hide it. I know you have an erection. I don't even have to check your pants. I can see it in your face. You're a terrible liar, Pet. As much as it inconveniences me, I need to have your work done properly. Otherwise, you just have to do it all over again. We wouldn't want that, would we? My God. In order to finish all of your daily chores, you'd have to skip out on eating. And I bet you're getting really hungry, aren't you? No, we can't have that. I'll instruct you to jerk off. Then you can get back to work. Not here. In the bathroom. It'll be easier to clean up there. Follow me. All right, Pat. Take off your clothes. Pathetic. Hard as a rock. I can't believe you tried to complete your chores with that thing. You probably screwed everything up. Get in the bathtub. No, you can't turn on the shower. Not until after you ejaculate. We don't want you wasting water, after all. Now stroke. Slowly! My God! Do you have any self-control? Oh. You don't like stroking dry. Fine. That should be enough. I take the time and energy to provide you some lube, and you're complaining that I didn't get it on your cock. You ungrateful little bitch. You're lucky if I don't make you sleep in the bathtub tonight. You mean sorry, mistress. You really should know better by now. Anyway, keep stroking. Wipe my spit onto your cock. If you must, rub it on the bathtub. I don't care. All right. Now keep it slow. Squeeze your balls a little too. Firmer. That's better. You're such a wimp. Scared to squeeze your balls like I would. It's a wonder why I even deal with you. Stroke some more. I'll give you a little more lube. Say thank you. Rub your cock a little faster, pet. I don't have all day. I swear to God, you better not have left any lint on my dress. If my boyfriend sees any of that lint, you're putting me in jeopardy. You're not even going to listen to us fuck tonight, pet. You haven't earned the privilege. No, a loser like you deserves to keep that to your imagination. It's probably crueler in your mind. Your sick, twisted little mind. Are you getting close, pet? If you are, I want you to get to the edge. Hurry up, pet. Stroke faster if you have to. I want to see you squirm. Once you get to the edge, let go. I'm waiting. Well, at least you did one thing right. Maybe on our next date, I'll let you listen to me fuck my boyfriend. You know that compared to him, you're like an ant, right? No, you're like a crumb. A crumb that nobody wanted. A crumb so insignificant, not even an ant would waste energy dealing with you. So tell me, little crumb, are you just about ready? Beg for me. Tell me how much you need to come. Tell me that you want to come for my boyfriend. You pathetic little crumb. Tell me how you don't even have the right to stand in the same room as him. All right, crumb. Fucking come for me. Get your worthless little seed out. Hurry up, bitch. Time stops for no one. And I've got a hot date tonight. That's it. Get all of that disgusting cum out. Finish it off for me. How is that, honey? I think that was one of my better performances. I love role-playing with you. Getting to be that mean, nasty girl is so much fun. It reminds me of drama club back in the day. Villains were always my favorite. That part, crumb, totally improv. I couldn't help it. I just got so into character. Thanks. You're the sweetest. I can't believe you actually cooked dinner tonight, too. That wasn't necessary. Well, I hope that was a proper thank you gift. I still feel like I haven't done enough for you. Tell you what, how about I get out of these clothes and join you in the shower? You know, to save water. You can clean me up in more ways than one. Yeah, I'm soaking wet. I seriously wouldn't know what I'd do without you. Yes, I'll take my clothes off, but first, I want to taste those sweet lips of yours. Can't. Oh, can't get enough of that. You have no idea how hard it was to resist my desire to just pin you to the wall and kiss you. It took all of my will to focus and stay in character. You're so good to me, sugar.